This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth and encouraging the brethren. Today we'll be looking at dating behavior. Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations. Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations as we look at dating behavior. The next and probably the most important message that daters need revolves around the topic of dating behavior. That would be places to go, things to do, and your physical conduct. With regard to places you go, again, it cannot be emphasized too much that you need to remember that you are a Christian. Rated R movies with sexual content, vulgar language, and such are bound to be an embarrassment, hopefully, to both of you. A good rule of thumb, if you wouldn't watch it with your mom or dad, don't take her to see it. If she asks to go, tell her you wouldn't feel comfortable and suggest another movie, or miniature golf, or something else. James 1 verse 27 says, "Pure religion and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their afflictions, and keep oneself unspotted from the world." It is difficult to keep oneself unspotted while filling our hearts and minds with lewdness and vulgarities. Beaches, swimming pools, dances, and other places where the dress is skimpy and the body movements are lustful will only be an enticement to those young individuals who are dating. These are not acceptable types of entertainment. They only lead to problems. Things to do while dating runs alongside places to go. There are many ways of having fun without putting yourself in a place that will compromise your Christian standards. You should always try your best to fellowship with other Christians. Take advantage of the youth rallies in your area and the skatings and Bible camp activities. When it is possible, have another Christian couple go with you. It takes the stress off of a one-on-one relationship, and often you will find you have more fun in a group setting. Go to ball games, miniature golf, go bowling, school functions, skate, ice skate. Find out what is available in your local area. Perhaps there are even museums or galleries that you would both enjoy. Find out each other's hobbies and try to cultivate an interest in that area. There are many things that you can do, that you can find to do that is good, clean fun. That brings us to physical conduct or displays of affection. As we mentioned before, it is always best to stay with a group of friends or another couple, especially if you feel there will be pressure to become physical with your date. When you are unable to be with others, avoid any compromising situations, such as being alone in a house unchaperoned. Allowing yourself to become entangled in an intimate relationship before marriage will only cause pain and heartache. It creates a stressful situation, and you will carry the guilt of your sin. Few relationships ever work out that are based upon sex prior to marriage. As a young person, it is difficult to try to remain pure as God would have us to be, but it is possible. Hebrews 4 verse 15 says, "For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted as we are, like as we are, yet without sin." Also in 1 Corinthians 10:13, the Bible says, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but with the temptation make a way of escape that ye may be able to bear it." How comforting it is to know that our Lord has experienced everything we have and can feel what we are feeling. We are not alone. We can overcome our temptations, but we must put forth an effort to do so. The more we resist, the easier it becomes to resist the next time. One of the benefits in dating another Christian is that both of you are struggling together. You will both be trying your best to remain pure. That is why it is so important to choose your dating partners very carefully. Dating is serious business, and we need to treat it as such. Thank you for listening today to Exhortations.